Hey guys, welcome back to Paulina and Darylis podcast with me, Darylis, and
Paulina.
That's right. That's how we start things off. And today we have a special guest.
I'm correct. Very, very excited about this. This is my best friend, my sister, my ride or die. We've been friends for, I would say, about 8 years now. So ever since I moved to America, which is going to be 10 years in August, I had plenty of friends in Poland. I still do have them and I love them to death. But Ashley has been the closest to my heart and she is family to me at this point. And I'm just so happy and grateful for you to even say yes to me to come on the podcast. Ashley and I were planning on doing podcasts together at some point, which will happen eventually. But thank goodness she didn't.
Then this would happen. So Ashley, thank you from Victor and me. Yeah.
But I am just so excited because her story is beautiful. And I think our friendship is really such a strong, we have such a strong bond that a few people tried to kind of break it and come in and try to, you know, ruin things.
That makes the story even better.
Yeah. That's and true. It never just happened. So hi, Ash.
Ashley, tell us about this handsome professor that you were both crushing on and you were like, sit on my face.
Actually, the total opposite. I think that Paulina is the type of person that could just like teach herself. She could read a book and take the test and ace it.
Yeah, I don't need to be in school.
So this professor was the type of professor where he was keeping us there the whole time, no matter what. 3 hour class, we were staying there for 3 hours. So she hated him because she didn't want to sit in a class.
So I was sitting on my ass.
I was the type of person that knew we were staying there for 3 hours and I was going to make the best of it.
Yeah. Mm. So then here I come where I was just like, you know, she was just like a teacher's pet. She's very intelligent and brilliant girl, seriously. And, you know, she was invested in the class and no hate towards it, but like I was just so sick and tired. Like I've done everything midway throughout the class and then we're just sitting there and I'm just like, you know me by now, I have ADHD, I can't sit on my ass if I'm bored. So she was just like always just raising her hand. I'm like, dude,
shut up. Like, trying to get out of here right like, now. Oh my
God. But it's funny because the professor would not let us go out earlier. Mm. But my hopes and my positive outcome, like positive view on life, I was like, maybe one day he would let us leave earlier. So I didn't like her because she was just like a teacher's pet. And I was like, oh, she thinks she's so smart. You know what I mean? So then we got hired by another professor to do catering parties with him, just me and Ashley, out of entire school. I don't even know why. I guess we were special. But I show up to this catering event and she starts talking to me so nicely. And I'm like, oh, I guess this girl's nice. I was just judging her so much and I feel so bad. And then Ash, like, continue the story because I feel like you have a better. You can explain.
I knew I wanted to be friends with Paulina. And I tried very hard.
I was such a bitch.
I was like, let's exchange numbers. We had the same internship, so I would constantly talk to her at work. And then it didn't click for her until I invited her out to an Alive After Five. And she saw
festival.
Me get like a little drunk, I guess. And then she was like, that's it, I love her.
Yeah. I was like, I just needed a real Ashley to come out. And that's when I was like, okay, this is going to be my girl. So now 8 years into our friendships, we had some ups and downs. She canceled me for 3 months and I felt like I lost a boyfriend and love of my life. So I, you know, it was just one of those things where, she always gives me, you know, the advice that's right and correct. And I'm just someone who has a hard time listening to the people I love.
Terrible at listening. Great at talking, terrible at listening.
Listen, we're learning. I'm sorry, guys.
You'd be a great dictator, though.
Yeah, that'd be great for sure.
Yeah.
You're such an ass. But it was just a situation where I felt like I needed to lie to her about my past relationship where I kept on going back and forth with my ex. And she was like, you're stupid. Like, what are you doing? And she was right. But, you know, I then went on secret vacation to Myrtle Beach and lied to Ashley about it. She's like, you're canceled. I was like, what? she blocked me on everything like a savage.
It wasn't for just that she lied to me. It was
right.
We worked in the same exact
building,
like job at the time.
Yeah.
Our cubicles were literally right next to each other.
Oh.
And every single person knew we were best friends, and they'd be like, oh my God, Pauline is having such a great time at Myrtle Beach. And I'm like,
What?
And I go and check Instagram, and I'm blocked. I was like, okay. So she came back, and she was done. I told her, I was like, you and that person deserve each other. You're both fucking liars. You both are like connivers. Oh, yeah. I let her have it.
You were just hurt. I feel it.
Yeah.
Ashley is very...
Why'd you do that, Paulina? Why'd you do that, your best friend?
Because...
You had your period synced. Everything was good.
I think I just felt judged. Obviously, she has the purest heart, and she's just... She was giving me hard love, and, you know, I've put her through a lot with the traumas that I've gone through, and she knew everything from the beginning to the end, and I know that was a lot on her personal life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, maybe I just felt like I was being judged a little bit. And then maybe I just felt, you know, like I had to learn a little bit more from that experience with my ex.
She's tearing up. I'm just letting you know this.
No.
You can't see it right here. But
dude, I was fucking crying, though. When she canceled me, I was like, what?
You deserved it.
I did. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Lie. There's no explanation for a lie. Lie is a lie.
Oh, no, there's plenty of explanations. Yours just was terrible. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You lied for your selfish ways and you got caught.
Yes.
So deal with it and accept
and
with
listen,
that.
And listen, that karma bit my ass bad. And she literally did not talk to me for a couple months. And I just remember texting my mom. I'm like, Mom, this is the paragraph. You need to send it to Ashley. Because my mom was.
You involved your mom in this conversation?
Yeah, I involved everybody I know.
She is conniving. Okay.
I was fighting for, it was like fighting for a relationship. You know, it is a relationship, but I felt like this, you know, I've made a huge mistake and, you know.
Don't you ever send Victor a message to me. Well, anyways, continue, Ash. Yeah, shh. I want to hear Ash.
Okay.
Go.
No, honestly.
Put me on my place.
I'm like so glad that she pushed as hard as she pushed, because as much as it hurt me, I think it like made our relationship so much stronger. Like after that, don't get me wrong, we get into our little like disagreements, but even if I know she hates me and I hate her at the moment, she'll be like, okay, but let's take a break because I need your advice for something, and vice versa. So
yeah,
I think it's just like made us so much stronger.
Yeah, for sure. So that's, I've learned the lesson, you know, and then, you know, she has my location, so I can't even lie if I want to. She knows.
And when that shit's off, I text her right away.
It's good to have friends like that. You know, at first I was like, oh my God, that's a little bit too much. But she honestly, you know, she only, like, she's been there for me. You know, I remember one time about the jet ski situation. So I was on the jet ski in the middle of the bay. Mm-hmm. And I guess,
died?
No, my watch kept on like getting pressed over something, and the emergency call started like going, and she's so my emergency contact. So she started getting messages that I'm fucking in the middle of the bay dying, and it was a whole situation. So
this
like 15 phone calls.
So what were
I thought
thinking?
She was dead. I was like, I need to figure out how to get the hell out to Hampton Bays and figure out where she is.
Oh my God, it was bad.
And find her.
Yeah, her mom was calling me. Her sister was calling me. She was calling me. It was just a shit show. So yeah, I've put this girl through a lot. But the reason why I really wanted her to come on the podcast is because she's a mommy to be. And it's making me so happy. Definitely was unexpected. I don't think I expected it that quickly. So she will tell you the story. But yes,
Can we just get a hand clap for two things right there? For you being a mom right now.
Well, going to be a mom.
Yeah, going to be a mom. And for you transitioning that so well. It was beautiful, Vic. It was beautiful. She learned so quickly. Yeah, of course I am. I'm just like, I don't even have to be here. It's just a Paulina podcast now at this point, you know?
No, we need you. We need you.
Yeah, yeah. But please let us know how this happened, because I'm still on the stork idea. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, everyone knows how it happened, but I'm definitely with like my dream person. And yes, although we're not married, we have – a very strong relationship and just a really great understanding of each other. We know that we're each other's person.
Soulmate,
yeah. And so it wasn't planned, but it was one of those things that was one of the best surprises when I found out.
So how'd you guys meet?
So my family is...
How do you and Polina have the same laugh? Just like, gotta get Jada kiss in here. All right, continue, sorry.
So my man is 17 years older than I am. And I actually met him when I was a teenager. So he was maybe 30s at the time. And at the time, I think he's really good friends with my cousins. They went to high school together.
Family friend.
And yeah. And so when I met him, I was like, oh, I have a crush on him. But it was almost like having a crush on your older brother's friends.
But it was just
an older cousin's friend. And I thought to myself, oh, that would never happen. You know, he's an old man.
Don't say that. I'm 34. Polina was trying to pull this shit last week. It was just like, yeah, like some Kevin Hart. Damn. Just like, yo, I'm 34.
We're kidding there.
Yeah.
Now we're the old ones.
Yeah. You listen to Gary Vee all the time. He's like, you know, 30 is the new 20s. Just chill out with that shit, please. I feel like I'm turning 80 now. It's just like the way you're putting it. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah. And I was always infatuated with him. We followed each other on social medias and he seemed like he just had this great life. Like he was always out in Montauk or on his boat or, you know, snowboarding somewhere. I was like, my God, like he is so interesting. And a couple
the
years
most
ago,
interesting man in the world. Okay.
I just had
a very active life, you know?
Yeah. And Ashley's active too, like me. So it makes sense why, you know.
Everything about him, I was like, oh my God, that looks so fun. Mm. And so a couple years ago, we were actually at my cousin's baby's baptism and he was there and we both happened to be single at the time and he just asked me for my phone number and in that moment it was like, oh wow, I'm older now, maybe this could be something. And we went on our first date 2 days later and that was it.
Love it. And then he turned out to be this amazing old school Italian prince charming. Love that for her. She deserves it.
Absolutely. This is why, fellas, go baptisms. Go to church.
Go to church.
You know, hit on girls while you're there, you know. That's when they wear their dresses. That's you know, you see them for who they really are.
I'm telling you, church girls are have the nastiest minds, honestly.
Oh.
Probably.
Oh. Yeah. Like, oh, I need to go to church because I did something crazy last night. No?
I don't know. I don't go to church.
I'm going to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. Let's talk to Victor about that. He goes to church all the time. Victor,
I was there this morning.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that for you.
But that's definitely part of the demographic for sure. I mean, that's part of the whole point of church is to go and really
pray for your sins.
Yeah, we'll get forgiveness, all that, you know. So it's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag for sure. But there's definitely the fair share. I mean, I feel like people like that are anywhere where it's kind of restrictive, mm-hmm. tend to be more like want to be let out. Yeah. That's usually the common trope when people are, especially like religious people, when they're restricted early on mm-hmm. in like a negative way, where mm-hmm. it's like, you know, this is the way
repressed.
You have to do it. Like oppressed into it, you know?
Repressed.
Repressed?
Yeah, there's a difference. Replies. There's a very big difference between those two terms.
But, I don't even know what that means. So.
Educate us.
Yeah. Oppressed, slavery, repressed is sexual. Just like, you can't do that. So very different two terms of those things.
You guys have some bromance going on there.
Oh, we do. Just give me a chair, though.
It's probably a bit of both. Yeah. It's probably a bit of both, depending on like how people grow up. But yeah, for people that I've known that I've been like kind of like forced into it mm-hmm. without like any real, without choosing to be into it, mm-hmm. They usually like the second they're free, they're adults or whatever, they go way overcorrect.
Right.
You know. To the opposite end. So it's definitely a mixed bag. But yeah.
So did you have a question for Ashley or you just wanted to talk?
Well, I mean, you asked me to talk. Yeah, you asked for my opinion. Yeah, yeah. So
go back to Ashley. Go back to Ashley. God,
I love this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So Ashley is, so I have a question. So since you are dating someone who is super old school Italian, you would think you guys would first do the things in order, right? You would think you would get engaged, married, then obviously have a child. So we're doing this opposite way. I'm assuming part of it is the age, right? I'm just gonna let you talk.
No, it definitely was. I mean, one of the things when I had first told, Sal, he kind of said, he was like, I mean, now or never. What am I waiting for? You know, he's 45 years old. What would be the point of waiting at this point? So when it came to our families. I mean, I know Paul knows, but
I'm sorry. It's just like now or never. It's just like, you know, you're good enough. Yeah. I'm here already.
Whatever. It wasn't like, oh shit, what do we do? It was like, okay. I mean, it was going to happen eventually. So why not now?
I love that.
Yeah. But, and I know Paulina knows this, but my parents did not do anything in the right order whatsoever. So I knew that it was not going to be necessarily a problem for them. Mm-hmm. I did fear Sal's side of the family. But I think they kind of also know his age and they were just happy to add a grandchild to the mix. So it wasn't actually that big of a deal on their side either.
That's awesome. Because that would be my fear. You know, my dad, how is he? Because I was raised so traditionally as well. I feel like my dad would be like, hey, you need to do things in order. But no, I'm happy for you guys that that's what's happening. And I didn't want to ask because of the age difference. I know, you know, the reason why we're talking about this is because I'm assuming there's definitely a lot of people that are in relationships with such a big age gap. And how did your family take the age gap? Even though Sal has been, oh, I mentioned his name. Shit.
I did too.
Oh, it's okay. Is he gonna care?
I don't think so.
Well, we can bleep it out. He'll watch it and then we can bleep it out if anything.
Okay. So,
by we, I mean me, but
I'm here to help. Shit. Anyway, so with the age difference, you know, I remember I was dealing with my dad once with like being gay for a second. It was rough and I didn't speak to my dad. So long story short, I wanted to ask Ashley, like, how did your parents handle it? And how did your boyfriend's parents handle the age difference? What did they say?
So I think everybody actually really liked him from the beginning, aside from my dad. My dad had the biggest problem with it. So as much as we were family friends, it was family friends on my mom's side. So my mom knew where he came from, knew how he grew up, knew his values. So my mom was like very happy from the beginning. You know, my sister enjoyed his company, really liked him. But yeah, it took my dad up until recently, like a couple months ago, to even be in the same room with him.
What was his beef that got him to be like, nah?
I just think that maybe when you saw the two of us together, you could tell that there's a little bit of an age gap. But I think for my dad, he was like
a little.
Because your boyfriend, your boyfriend does keep himself like very healthy, and when you meet him, you're gonna see like, oh, okay, makes sense why she's with him in a way, because he does not look 45 at all.
No.
Yeah, he hits the gym every day. He makes sure that his health is on point. Yeah. So,
but your dad was just basically looking out for his little girl.
His eyes, my dad is kind of old school as well. And in his head, he was like, what does this older man want to do with such a young girl? And I could see where he was coming from.
Take her to a dinner and have a good time.
My dad was like, oh, he's, you know, going to just want to have his time with you. And then that's it. So I think we kind of like beat all the odds. We kind of proved, obviously, he's not just in it for that one reason. And, you know, on the other side, there was a lot of people who thought that I was in it for the wrong reasons.
Right.
You know, but
what were those reasons that they thought of, or what you think they thought of?
Well, a lot of people off the bat were kind of like, oh, he's very successful. She has to be only be with him for money.
Mm. Gold digger, yeah. Oh,
so shit. I dealt with that for a long time. Mm. You know, even although my brothers were okay with it and my brothers knew him, even my one brother made the comment just like, oh, you know, doesn't he do very well? And I was like,
and
if he does,
would always, this is my argument with like, yeah, gold diggers sometimes, obviously, like, you know, when it's like
it's a thing. Yeah.
But like when it's super and you're just in it for the money, but you want the other person to be successful.
Right.
Like it's insane to me that people would be like, oh, you're in it because he's successful. Of course, that's part of the reason
why. That's why I want to be with him. Yeah.
I would hope that the person, whether it's the woman or the man, they're both successful.
Like, they're doing something good for themselves, for sure.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure on everybody's checklist, it doesn't say like deadbeat.
Check. Yeah, that's a clip. Just letting you know, that's
gonna be the clip.
That's a reel right there.
I love that.
So yeah, so does he do well? Is he successful? Yes, but I think that every single person looks for that in a man. So just because of the age gap, I think a lot of people were quick to like really be like, "Wow, she's only in it for that." Meanwhile,
I hate people.
It had nothing to do with that.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Now. Here's my question. Do you want your baby to be white or black? You know? Oh, just letting you know, you might be a racist after this. So answer correctly.
100% chance it's coming out white.
Okay.
It's going to probably have racist. Some green eyes. I'm ready. I'm ready for that bit.
Yeah, excuse me.
Does your hubby have green eyes? So are you just hoping for that? Oh, blue. So how are you hoping for green?
So do you see my eyes?
Yes.
They're hazel, like green, brownish. So my mom has brown eyes like you, and my dad has blue eyes. And typically you would get hazel from that mixture. I mean, obviously you can get blue or brown, but that's like the most common.
Maybe you'll have both. You know, he'll be like a husky.
He's going to be like my roommate's dog, Blaze.
Or her, yeah.
Blaze.
No, my roommate's dog has one blue eye, one red. Red. Jesus.
That's the devil. You know, so be careful of that one.
You get one of those eyes that like changes color depending on the sunlight. Kind of like
that's dope. There's a like a actual medical
term
for that. I don't know what it is, but no, the dog is beautiful. One blue eye, one brown, and you're just like look at him, just like whoa.
I thought that came from having like twins, but one of them dies in the womb, and then like you.
No way.
Yeah, I was reading about that because the Jessica Alba had a movie about this kind of thing like that.
Okay. Or maybe,
again, it's a movie, so I could be 100% wrong. So take that with a grain of salt.
Scientific accuracy of Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know? I also think it can happen from radiation if you don't know that you're pregnant and get like an x-ray. It can mess with your eyes.
Oh shit!
I know a girl that actually is part of the online beauty business that I run, and she does have one.
Two eyes?
Yeah, two eyes. Well, she definitely has two eyes, two different colored eyes, and she's super unique looking. I love it. But yeah, no, there's gonna be a crazy Italian baby, right? You said that the baby has long legs now and it's kicking.
Yes.
How freaking crazy is that? How does that feel?
It feels weird. I'm not going to lie. Like sometimes I'll just be laying there and all of a sudden it feels like my stomach just shifts. And it's like this thing is just like swimming inside of you. Like, it really feels like that.
I am so glad to be born a man. Yes. Avoiding all this nonsense. I mean, I've done maternity shoots. So it's what women go through is just incredible. It truly is a miracle of life.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad to be outside of that miracle. You know? So, yeah. But let me ask you, do you have any cravings or anything like that?
So I didn't for a long time. And then all of a sudden, and I'm a person who has really never drank soda a day in my life. And one day I couldn't go another second without having a Dr. Pepper. I don't know why.
Like that's there was a good just soda like, too. Like how would you know that you need this craving though? Like
I don't know. It's like it's such a weird thing. It's almost like you can kind of taste it, and you're like, I have to have it.
Oh, damn.
Like yesterday, I had to have cooked sushi. But
wait, can you have sushi?
Can you have sushi when you're pregnant? Cooked sushi. Okay.
So like shrimp tempura.
Yeah. That's exactly what I got.
Oh. Yay. Nice. This is why we're best friends. We think alike.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But
nice.
Yeah, so those are really the only things. I don't have any midnight cravings. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to have like this weird thing that pregnant people come up with. It's been very normal things, but I just like want them people? In the moment.
But I just wanted to point it out that, you know, before Ashley was in a relationship with her current man, I was expected to be pregnant first, married, all that stuff. She would never even mention, babies or marriage. I mean, there's a couple times when you mentioned it to me, but
Ashley, what happened? Why'd you let go of your dreams, huh?
No, it's so true because I thought for sure I was going to be like behind Poe. Like I was going to do everything after she did.
Poe is me.
I think it was dependent on the person I was with. So I was just in previous relationships where I didn't even think about it. And if I did think about it, I was like, I'm okay without doing that. And then, you know, fast forward to my current relationship and I couldn't not imagine doing those things. You know, I couldn't not that's imagine crazy. Making him a dad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
No, that really is.
No, but see how we talked like about, you and I talked about marriage and you're like, I don't think I'm ever going to get married. And then I said, when you meet the right person, you will want to get married. Right, Victor?
She's dying for that to be true.
I'm going like, to prove you.
And that I'm is. Just going to be dying to die. And just like, like, I told you so.
Wait, let's get Vic on mic here. Like, when you meet that person, you want to get married. No.
No, I agree. I mean, I've always thought that I wanted, like, obviously a long-term relationship and that. But I think a better perspective is my wife shares that where she's like, I never wanted to get married. I never wanted to do any of that, you know. Wow. And then she's like, I don't know why, but it completely changed, you know, when we got together. So it's definitely like when the right person lines up. It definitely, I think.
But Vic cradle robbed, you know, so he knows exactly, you know, what your hubby's going through, you know. Just, switch that camera, Vic.
Does the 3.5 years count?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, it's I
so close
wait.
To 17.
I can't wait for the moment where you're going to get married and we're going to freaking pull up this episode and the previous one and then I'm just gonna be right. Excited for that.
Yeah, my gay marriage. That'll happen before my first real marriage. I promise you that.
It'll be a heck of a party.
Yeah, it will be.
Let's make a Polish wedding out of it.
Dildos for everyone, you know. So let's go.
I threw Paulina's first wedding.
Yeah, there you go. She did. It was interesting story.
Yep.
Wait. Now I gotta hear a little bit about this. What'd you do for the bachelorette party?
We didn't do that.
Like, how do you even have a bachelorette party for a lesbian wedding? Who's what? Like, do you both just go to the same party? I mean,
the other person had a bachelorette for sure. Paulina did not.
Fucker! Damn, Paulina, that was a red flag right there.
Yeah, no, like, that shit sucks.
How did you not, like, if I ever do get married, and, like, they try to do that shit to me, it's canceled. It's immediately canceled. Fuck all that.
It's a story alone, I think.
We already experienced it. Let's get back to Ashley here. Yeah.
Pigs, put me in my place. I need that. Fuck. Polish claws are about to fucking come out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like,
poking the bear today. Let's go.
Love it. I love it. Actually, we got to get you on more often. You know, you just poke her. Okay. What's the next question?
No, hold on. Because I want her to talk about the wedding that she threw me. First of all, can we just talk about Ashley introducing me to people as like, oh, this is my Polish friend, Paulina. She's also a fake lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you introduce her?
Yes.
Not now anymore, but if it gets
brought up. I don't know what it is with you guys. A fake lesbian. She's bi. She's just bi. You know, like that's...
No.
You know,
that's Ashley never accepted the fact that I was with a girl. Never. Yeah. It was funny.
It it was just something at the time, anytime it got brought up and she would say, oh, I was a lesbian, you know, back in the day, I'll be like, it was a phase. It was a total phase.
Like, she got married. That was it. Like, you know, like, I'm pretty sure you can't call that and write it off as a phase if you got married.
Mom, it's not a phase.
Yeah. Like, listen, once you do, let's say I do, you can't go, I was a fake lesbian. No, you were in it. You were in it for sure.
But I think Ashley knew deep inside that this wasn't it for me.
Like, if you ask her now, she says, like, oh, I would never be with another woman. Like, it was that person at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, she doesn't look at other women and she's like, oh, yeah, like, I would potentially.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just so traumatized that I would never, like, try to fuck with that again. So I'm good. I'm good on my own here. Let's just go back to the normal things, to me at least. Yeah. But
it was fine. You know, it wasn't like when she was afraid I was going to judge her when she told me that she was with a woman at first. Oh. And it didn't faze me at all. I was like, okay. But then, you know, we kind of went through years of
hell.
And
did she come in between you guys at all?
The wife?
My ex.
Ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she tried multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It was such a narcissistic person where, like, don't get me wrong, again, I had fun. We traveled the world, and there are great times that I've had with her. But there was multiple times where she would try to make me question Ashley as a friend. And, you know, pretty much control me to the point where I would have nobody around me but her. So I was fully dependent on her. That's how narcissistic she was. And Ashley hated her from the beginning. Mm. So it was hard for me too, because obviously I love Ashley. She's my sister. Mm-hmm. And then I also was in love with someone who was toxic, and I wasn't really, like, I was blinded by love, obviously. And Ashley would sometimes make parties, and she, which I don't agree with you, and I know you grew out of it, because she used to be like, oh, you're invited. My ex is not invited. Oh. And I'm like, you know, and it like, I had to live two lives in a way, you know, and it was stressful. And, you know, I know Ashley, like, realized that too, when she was like, okay, like, if this bitch wants to be stupid and stick with someone who's toxic, I have no other choice. If I want to see my best friend, she's going to have to bring that person. Mm. And same thing happened with my recent relationship too. Like, at some point, you know, my ex started messing up, and Ashley was actually a fan of my current, recent, ex. And then things turn, you know, opposite direction. And
Ashley was wrong too.
What?
Okay, so Ashley can be wrong. All right. Now we learn.
I was a fan at first, you know. He seemed totally fine. He seemed like he had a good head on his shoulder and shoulders. And then he just really
shit went left.
Proved that all out the window.
Yeah. But she still, that's what I mean, like, a growth as in friendship we have experienced. It's an actual relationship. Like, we literally argue, we love each other, and we grow together as well. So I remember when I was like, oh, Ashley, like, I'm not ready to leave yet, you know, my last relationship. And she's like, you know what? I'm doing this and this. Like, if you want to come and bring him, you can. Back then, that was not even a question. Like, she would be like, you're invited, but your ex isn't. So, you know, I think, like, we both grew as friends together, and yeah, and I'm super grateful for it. And now I'm going to be an auntie. Aww. Upgraded from the bestie to an auntie. I'm ready to like have the best bond with that child. You know, I don't have siblings, so I consider Ashley as my sister, not even just the best friend. So it's going to be fun.
I got a question for Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, who are going to be the godparents?
Oh,
this
shit.
This is a good question.
Oh, no, Vic, this is a bad conversation. If she says anything but Polina right now, chair. Like,
no,
so, yeah.
Of course, Polina knows how special she is to me. And, you know, but I have a sister. So I really, really, you know, can't wait to make my sister a godmother. And, you know, we have to, of course, have somebody on my partner's side as well. So one of his really, really good friends is going to be the godfather. He's a super very sweet. Religious. And my boyfriend is actually the godfather to his child. So
It makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So.
Sorry, Paulina. Hopefully they
it's
can
okay,
have another one.
It's okay. We're going to
have another one soon. So.
Well, let us actually jump into the next question I had. Are you ready to... Because that is not a very pleasant experience. You're going to have to go through it no matter what. But, like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, it's either going to be... I'm assuming you know it's not going to be a C-section, or it is at this point.
No, so I don't know. Birth plan as of right now is to go... You know, naturally. But also I'm gonna get the epidural for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, so it's not all natural.
Not all natural now.
I'm not crazy, yo.
Should that still be an option, you know, when I get to the hospital? That's the plan. But if it doesn't go according to plan, it's okay.
Okay.
I was like looking into giving birth in like the water in like a tub. I've heard that's like
a hippie. Yeah.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Because it's from the water to the water. Like, it's not such a shock for the baby. I feel like that would be a better approach. But then again, I'm not pregnant, so I can't really decide yet.
This girl's just
pregnant. This girl ruined it for me because I really wanted to be pregnant together. You know, it was the plan from the beginning. Just did not work out for me. Shit. No, honestly, it's a blessing. I'm not pregnant.
I'm sure Sal can provide some more sperm if you really need it.
Oh my God,
We'll have half.
You know what? It's crazy because I get in my head about the whole pregnancy and being married by certain age, you know, the cultural pressure. And Ashley said something last time, which was like, I didn't expect her to say that. And she was just like, because I was like, oh, what if I have to freeze my eggs, you know? I'm just being dramatic. I'm 29. But, you know, like, I don't want to be an old mom, so... We've talked about what if I, knock on the wood, can't get pregnant or there's any complications on my end. She said that she would carry my baby.
Mm-hmm. Is Ashley younger than you?
No, we're the same. I mean, well, technically I'm almost older a year because she's not, she was born.
You're older.
I'm saying like we're the same, 1995, but she was born at the end of November and I was born on February 1st. So it's pretty much like the whole year.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was beautiful when you said that. I was like, I did not expect that she was like, oh, I'm going to carry your baby or like, I'll be a surrogate for you.
Yeah, because I know like sometimes that what's between your butthole and like your genitals, like apparently that rips sometimes when you're giving birth. And when I heard that, like I was like, they have to stitch that back up. I was like, what? Like you have to like no, my God, like that's just ridiculous. I don't know why God thought like this would be a good idea. You know, it's just really. You know, they can't even walk after this.
That's why they tell you, you should start drinking raspberry leaf tea and also eating dates by like 36 weeks pregnant. It's supposed to soften your cervix and hopefully,
I'm terrified.
You know, give you a little bit of an easier delivery and less tearing.
Oh, God.
I wonder if your pregnancy, how it goes, has to do with your genetics and how like your mom's pregnancy was, because... My mom was pushing for 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know this was back in the day. And here I am, fucking pain in the ass, literally.
I think each person's body is so different because my mom and I were comparing kind of just like the pregnancies alone versus each other. And, you know, I have 5 inches on my mom and we're carrying completely different.
5 inches where? Like height?
Height-wise.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I get specifics here. I'm really
height-wise.
Not. Yeah, okay.
So we carry completely differently.
It could be vagina. I don't know. Like, just like 5 inches. Like, you guys measure this stuff? Like, I didn't even know about this.
Can we put the camera on Victor? I can't.
Yeah, no, he's dead. He's done. Yeah, I'll do that in post. There you go, Victor. You're done. Yeah. He enjoyed that joke. Yeah. All right. But yeah, Ashley, please let it continue on.
So I think it's just so dependent on your body and kind of the things that you do. Mm. You know, my mom was not active during her pregnancy. She unfortunately went through a lot of, you know, medical difficulties. So she wasn't able to be as active, whereas I do yoga every single day. I am doing certain stretches to help with the birth already, even though I'm only 20 weeks.
It's wild to me.
Yeah.
It's just wild to me that, like, I still don't think I believe that she's pregnant. Like, she sends me a picture of what sonogram, right? And we have a whole baby. Oh my God, I can't even believe it. But, like, honestly,
she has a whole baby.
That's my baby too. Yeah. she knows the second this kid.
I love how women just, I'm taking your baby. Like, chill. You'll have your own. Okay. Like,
she knows. I mean, I was.
We're pregnant.
We're pregnant. I am taking that baby all the time, like you, whether you like it or not. We're just gonna miss these.
Okay, so folks, if the police need some reports, now you know.
Honestly, like, I feel like you would trust me with the baby just because I was an au pair and a live-in nanny, and I've dealt with newborns and toddlers, and then how late is the toddler till four? Okay, yeah. So I've done it all, pretty much, minus the teenagers. But I'm ready. I'm ready to be an auntie, and I'm very excited. But I still low-key can't. Like, I don't believe that you're pregnant until I actually see the baby.
It's you've seen her belly.
Because I'm telling you guys, it just changed.
At that point.
It took a while to get a little bit of a belly. I'm not even that big yet. And I feel like even for me, I was like, Is this real? Like,
what's 20 weeks? Can you put that in months for us? What?
Halfway.
Okay. Yeah. See, thank you so for everybody else listening.
I'm in month 5. Everyone likes to tell you that, pregnancy is 9 months. It's actually 10. It's just that for the first 4 weeks, so the first month, you don't like usually know that you're pregnant.
Oh.
So they like forget that. But you're pregnant for 10 months.
Mm. Damn, I didn't know
Well,
that.
My mom was 9 because I was a premature baby.
Me too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was all hair.
This
too.
Is why we're fucked up.
Yeah. This is why nobody wants us. And I'm okay with not getting married. Yeah. Nobody wants us. Yeah.
I was in an incubator.
Ooh.
So sad.
Yeah, she was a real preemie.
I think I was a little over a month premature. I was a tiny little thing, like this tiny. I don't know how many inches
that seems like a pretty big baby right there.
No, it's not. It's like a little bigger than my phone. I was tiny, but I don't know.
Really don't know what size a baby is when they're born. I would expect like this, like it's in my hands. But I got it's big bigger. Hands. Like, what is that?
About a foot.
Is it like a football? Football size we're talking? Like, that's a normal baby?
Wait, Ash, what's the baby size now?
Oh, so it is as big as a banana, like lengthwise.
Holy shit.
With a belly.
There's different sizes of bananas.
Man, we're measuring babies by fruit. Okay, cool.
No, because they have the app. Me. Yeah.
What app tells you fruit babies? Okay.
what to expect is the app. So every single week it'll be, last week it was a mango, now it's a banana.
How funny is that?
Yeah, as it grows, it's like mango, now you upgraded to banana.
That's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
I love it. Tell us the baby names.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so yes, if it's a boy, it's going to be Vincenzo Salvatore.
Salvatore.
This dude is really going to be in the mob. Okay.
He is. Yeah.
Just good lord.
This would be obviously named after my partner's father. So it's a big thing for him to have his son be named after him. Mm-hmm. And then if it's a girl, it's going to be Isabella Charlie.
Oh, beautiful.
So cute.
Yeah.
Where is that coming from?
I've always loved the name Isabella. Of course, it's very Italian as well. And then.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just know in strip clubs, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Isabella, come to the stage. All right. Yeah.
And then Charlie is actually my grandmother's name.
Oh.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that's awesome. I'm very excited to see what it's going to be. Obviously, we're rooting for a girl, as you can tell.
Yes.
But I know your current boyfriend really wants a son. But if it's not a son this time, it's going to be the son next time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna go down to where his sperm is frozen. We're just gonna pick out a boy.
Wait.
Not a boy.
He froze his sperm.
No, Sal
already?
Is like ahead of the game. This man, tell us the story. Jesus. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, he's 45 years old. So at a certain point, he was just like, "I'm just gonna freeze my sperm should he not be able to have kids that will at least be, you know, insert his last name out in the world somewhere. So, oh, damn.
Yeah, me and Sal were different in that. Like, I don't care. Yeah. Like, I'm okay without, like, legacy because that ends. Like,
yeah.
It's just you, in my mind. It's just like, you just get to live your life and that's over. You don't get to live your kid's life. And if they do, that's great. But they have to live their own life. But that's just my opinion on those things.
But the cool thing, like, is that let's say they do have a girl. The first baby is going to be a girl. That he's able to go to the sperm bank, right? That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And pick a boy, which is wild to me. Like, I mean,
Wait. Go back. What?
Ashley, you explained this.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even understand the ins and outs of it, but he's done like a lot of testing and he's done a lot of research.
He's a very geeky man.
Yes. So whatever he's done, again, this was years ago, but whatever he's done, you'd be able to pick out whether or not you have a boy or a girl.
How wild is that?
You're not letting God do his work.
Yeah.
Sinners.
Yeah, sinning. Oh, God.
But it's crazy. I also have heard that you can, like, pick characteristics of your baby prior to. I don't know if it's prior to getting pregnant or I don't know exactly how that works, but I have to actually do the research because now I'm interested. But you can, like, pick if you want your baby to have blue eyes, if you want your baby to have a specific.
Yeah, awesome.
Let's not do that. We're protecting.
I'm just saying, like, they do, like, since you're saying that, they do have those where, like, okay, inclined to have better genetics, like you're saying, to be, you know, better suited, you know, not to be like Victor.
Poor Victor. Victor, I love you. Just know that.
It's your friendly neighborhood punching bag.
I wanted to. Oh, go ahead.
My bad. I just serious question though is just like, are you scared of those kinds of situations? Because I actually just found out a friend of mine's kid is diagnosed with autism. Okay. So it's a real situation that she put up online. But you know, like, you know, to explain herself, you know, like the things like that, how she felt even at the moment, like. That people were telling her, like, it's going to be okay. And she didn't even want to hear that. Like, you know, like, you don't know the exact, like, and I can't imagine what that feeling is like. But, you know, it's a question that, like, you know, for somebody that's going to be a mother, like, how would you process think about this?
And until it happens, I feel like you can't tell yourself it's going to go one way or another. But there's so much testing now. So I've been tested for spina bifida. I've been tested for Down syndrome. I've been tested for all of those things, which fortunately have all come back negative. So as far as, you know, healthiness of the baby and all those things that I've been tested for, it looks like all is good so far. But anything could happen.
So. Yeah. And you just kind of have to go with it, I think, when...
Yeah, I mean, a child is a child, you know, you take the hands that you're dealt, the cards that you're dealt, so... But I try not to put those things in my head ahead of time because I would, like, stress myself out.
No, I hear you. That's the good way.
But Ashley and I are big on manifestation, and we're not putting that shit out there in the universe. We're, you know, the baby's going to be healthy. The baby's going to be a boss baby. I'm going to make sure of that. Have you guys seen the Boss Baby movie?
No.
I've seen
trailers, but yes.
No, that movie is a must see. And it's funny because it reminded me of when I was little. I mean, I don't really remember a lot other than just watching videos of myself being little and being a boss baby. Mm-hmm. And I think this is going to be another boss baby. And I'm very excited. Whether it's going to be a girl or a boy, we're gonna make sure that the kid is strong and...
I'm pretty sure Sal's got this, but okay, sure. Let's
I think Ashley's got it. I think Ashley's got it more than Sal.
Yeah, just like, Paulina's really just taking charge of this baby over here.
Yep. I keep on sending her, like, the reels and TikToks, and I'm like, ooh. And it's all about the auntie and the baby bonding, and I'm like, that's going to be me.
Do you have any pets?
I do.
Just to ask. Like a pit bull or anything like that?
I have a pit bull.
Yeah. See, because one, she's dating an Italian guy, so it has to happen. No. But the realness is, like, the reason why I love pit bulls is because how nurturing they are with a pregnant woman and a baby. Like, I've never seen another dog be as caring as a pit bull towards a baby.
Yeah, well, aww. If you actually do research on pit bulls, which I've done, you know, having had one, pit bulls, before they were used as fighting dogs, were actually known as a nanny dog. They were known to be protectors of their families and of children specifically. Because of their look, a lot of people turned them into fighting animals. So that's how they got their bad reputation. So bad.
Yeah.
Callie is very nurturing.
What's the pit bull's name?
Callie with a K.
Callie.
Callie, yeah. She's so cute. Yeah. She has like she's gray and white, and she has a pink gray nose. But like she's just so cute.
Is it weird that I want to meet your pit bull more than your baby?
No, I can't.
Okay.
She is super cute. Yeah. She's a little crazy, but all of the girls are crazy, so it's okay.
She's slowly starting to realize. I don't think she fully understands that I'm pregnant yet. But again, I don't look crazy different, and I'm not the type of person who just has like my belly out there. You know, until it's like fully developed, I feel like I'm pretty timid. So I know some pregnant people are just like, oh, belly out all the time. I'm not one of them.
I'm always impressed with these pregnant ladies dressing up so fancy and nice. And like, I have a couple of mentors of mine that are pregnant now, and they do these crazy photo shoots, and they look so stylish, and you know, they have like a crop top and a skirt and the belly's out. I'm like, I'm gonna look insane. There's no way I would do that when I'm pregnant. I feel like you could pull it off, Ash, but the whole like the trend when you're pregnant now with the belly out, I still don't get it. I think it's a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're like at the beach or something. Like, I know pregnant people who will straight up take high-waisted things and just put them below the belly. I mean, maybe it's more comfortable, but
yeah.
The craziest thing I've seen is probably like Sexy Red. She's just twerking while she's pregnant, you know? And that's to me, that's a little much, but you know, like at the same time, like I saw Rihanna at the Super Bowl.
Oh wow, that was
powerful to me.
Very powerful, you
know?
Yeah.
Like, but then there's like, you know, just hood girls just twerking, and I wonder if I'm being judgmental at that point of just like, am I okay with it? Am I not okay? Should I even have a thought about this? But yeah, like,
I mean, I guess it depends on the purpose of the video. Like, is she twerking to just be funny and showcase that she's pregnant and she's gonna pop that baby, or is she twerking trying to make money while pregnant? Like, I guess there's just two different ways, but people are definitely different.
I wonder if like strippers would like, if people still tipped, they like bring them out. Like,
how's your sexual drive pregnant? That's just random question just in my head.
You know, some weeks it's like heightened, and then other weeks it's exactly how it was before. It hasn't gone down at all. So I would just say sometimes I'm like really feeling it, and sometimes it's just like how it normally was.
I love that. I was just curious if hormones usually make you more horny, or is it something where it's like, oh, I don't want to have sex? Yeah. It's kind of weird though.
All the pregnant girls that I had sex with, you know, they were cool with it. So, you know,
I think it's also dependent on the person. You know, sometimes people feel really uncomfortable with their body because it's changing, and maybe they don't feel as sexy or whatever. But, you know, I'm fortunately have someone who does not make me feel uncomfortable at all. So that's never been a thing.
I think that's a huge factor.
Good job to your hubby.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Everybody needs to meet Ashley's boyfriend. He's great.
Yeah, he's good. He's a keeper.
He's a keeper. I'm happy for you. I really am.
Now to ask on top of that, because this is all traditional, everything, Italian, you know? Like, so when's the wedding, huh? How about that? How about that?
Let's talk about this fucking ring that I saw on TikTok, too. Oh, okay. I was so pissed. I was like, bitch is like making a video with her ring, and I'm like, first of all, I did not know about no ring. Like, I'm to be involved in this.
So you know what it is? It's because that ring is not going to be my permanent one. The reason for that ring was just because, you know, honestly, for me, for myself, it had nothing to do with anybody else. But I
so that's him not if, Sal gave it.
Do you have it on?
Your well, hubby he, didn't give
no,
you that
No, I
one?
Don't have it on. Okay. So he's actually making it. He is an engineer.
What a man.
He's an engineer, so he does that.
He owns a machine shop, and he actually made one of his best friend's wedding rings, and it came out beautiful. I loved it. So when we were discussing it, he had told me, you know, I would love to make you a ring if that's what you want, especially before the baby comes. And I was like, yeah, you know, I would appreciate that. Mm. And so in the meantime, because he has to, you know, program everything and draw it all out and put it on blueprints. So that's it takes so some cute. Time. So I just got like a temporary one in the meantime. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I remember you said, you don't want to just be like, oh, I'm Ashley and I'm just a Sal's girlfriend, but I'm pregnant. You want this to be more official, right?
Yeah. Well, we kind of discussed it and we both agreed that we feel like so much more to each other, you know, like saying boyfriend and girlfriend just didn't do it justice. Mm. So when this came about, I was like, you know, for myself, I don't want to go into the delivery room like, hi, I'm Ashley, I'm having this baby and this is my boyfriend. You know,
yeah.
So and he understood it completely. And he was like, I'd be happy to get you a ring if that's what you want. And I, of course, I'm a girl. I was like, yep,
I'm ready. Wife me up. Love it.
Yeah. But we've just felt like so much more to each other. So I think that honestly saying boyfriend, girlfriend really just didn't even explain our feelings towards each other.
Awesome. I love it.
No.
Do we have any more questions?
Let's cap it off just because you've given us such gold and I'm going to mess it up somehow. So, you know, by throwing another chair at Victor because he deserves that many chairs to him. But yeah, Ashley, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank
and
you.
And giving us your experiences, everything else.
Thank you for just, having me. I was excited to be on as your first guest.
Yes, it's so important. First guest for sure. And I, like I said before, thanks for your time. I know it's not easy to come on a podcast and talk about your life, especially if you're a private person. So I appreciate you sharing your story. And I really hope that it inspired a couple of you guys that are pregnant, they're young moms, are in a relationship with a huge, you know, age gap. And it just proves that no matter what society, you know, puts on us, you can still go against it and have a happy life and just be you, you know? And I love that you don't care about the judgment too much because it
she's
is
living her best life. What judgment? It doesn't fucking matter.
But you know how people like get affected by, I used to get affected by people's opinions. The only opinions that affect me now is my closest friends and family opinions. Everybody else, I don't really care. But that comes with obviously a lot of work on yourself. But I'm just happy that Ashley, you know, didn't give up on her dreams and on the relationship, despite the fact that, you know, a couple of people were against her. And
Against.
So mean to me today. I'll have to go home, guys. second language, okay, English.
Yeah,
honestly, it's not even an excuse anymore. I've been here for 10 years. I need to get it together.
You're doing fine. I just you just said it the second time. Really weird. I was like, okay,
sad face. I need some love here and not hate. But anyway, no, it's all good. Ashley corrects me all the time, and I don't take this personally. I appreciate you guys correcting me because, you know,
that's what she says, but she cries on camera. I'm just like, I'm a victim now. I'm just like, okay, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, to end it off, I hope to the both of you guys that you'll realize that when you have your person, you'll know it, and you'll probably think differently and make those changes. Because
why do
honestly,
I feel like this is a message to me more than anybody?
No, it's fucking to me specifically. Actually,
No, just because it got brought up, like, you know, you think so strongly about something, and I know that Paulina thinks so strongly about certain things, and you know, just getting to hear your perspective on certain things, and I thought the exact same way as Paulina 3 years ago. You know, I was convinced, like, I don't need no man. I'm going to be Miss Independent. I'm going to be a boss babe. It all changes.
And you are.
You still are, yeah.
It changes when you have that person that you respect and that you like really see yourself with, you know, when you're with that person, you do respect them and you respect their boundaries. So.
No, I've always wanted to, you know me, I've always, my priority is to be in a healthy relationship because that's how I thrive in life. So, yeah. But it just, because of the experiences, I kind of like lost the belief of good men out there, but we've been really working on changing that belief.
Victor? Have you met Victor?
No, Victor literally makes me believe that previous beliefs are valid. I just, need to bring that back and change things up in the head. And
you'll
actually
find your Victor out there.
Yeah.
It's all about the secret. Oh. You say you won't find it, you won't find it.
That's exactly
Chair,
true.
Bro.
Just
Chair.
Like I, you know, I used to think that, you know, every man is a cheater. So guess who I've been attracting, you know? So we just need to change that and things are going to look bright. But you, Ashley, make me believe that true love exists and Victor as well. So maybe we got good chances out there.
Not me.
You, yes. Not me.
What do you mean?
All right, folks. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ash.
Oh, and Ashley, last thing. We wish you well.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, and subscribe.